Brandon, let me present you with a hypothetical situation to start us off. My boss emails me all the time, whenever the mood strikes, 8 at night, 5 in the morning, weekends, doesn't matter. Am I supposed to be working and checking email every waking moment?
Yes. I bet you didn't expect me to say that.
I was hoping you were going to say no.
I bet you were. And I'm not saying that you should be. I'm saying that's the expectation. What makes our world so challenging today with technology is it's boundaryless. We really have that expectation, or could have that expectation on us, that we're available 24/7, every day of the week. So it's really important that when your boss does send those emails to you at 3 or 4 in the morning, that you've got to go back to him or her and say, okay, hey, look, I noticed I got this email from you at 3 or 4 in the morning. Is your expectation I'm supposed to respond to that? And then second, be able to share with them what your natural constraints are. So maybe there are certain windows of the day where you just can't respond to them. You've got kid duty, you've got family obligations. There's things going on in your life that prohibit you or preclude you from responding. Let them know.
How do you start that conversation with your boss?
It actually can be a very simple conversation and a very comfortable one. And trust me, bosses like to hear this. Let's play this out a little bit. I'm going to say you're my boss. So I would knock on the door and I'd come in and I'd say, Joshua, I noticed I got these emails from you last night about 3 or 4 in the morning. And I want to respond to you. I want to make sure I'm getting you what you need when you need it. But I'm also not clear. Do you expect me to respond to those emails at that moment? Or is it okay for me to respond during work hours? What are your expectations and what do you need around that? Just ask them.
Is it your experience that most bosses are expecting some sort of prompt reply to messages that are sent outside of maybe the 8 to 6 window?
The good news is my experience is most bosses say, oh, you know what? I really wasn't expecting you to respond back right away. It was just I couldn't sleep last night. And I just went down and wanted to shoot off a couple things to kind of get it out of my head. So most bosses don't expect that immediate response, but they don't do a good job of communicating what they do expect and when. What I do not like bosses to say is when they do this, well, yeah, you know, I shoot emails off all the time, 24/7, but my team knows they only have to respond during work hours. No, your team doesn't know that. And it's just like parenting. You're modeling a behavior for them. And when they study parents that are smokers, but the parents tell their kids, I'm a smoker, but don't you be a smoker? High percentage of kids end up becoming smokers because they're watching the behavior, not listening to the words. So you're signaling to your employees, I expect you to respond back at 5 or 6 a.m. So it's really important that you hold back your behaviors and fit within what you want from them.
Brandon Smith is a consultant, career coach, and teacher. He joins me most weeks to explore issues in our work and careers. Good to talk to you, Brandon.
Joshua, great to talk to you.